Laneway is returning to Albert Park January 30th. I was stoked to talk to Fontaines DC. I talked to Digo, bass player, guitarist, and BVs. He'll tell you more about where they are and what they're up to. But you can look forward to seeing them in Albert Park. If you want to get yourself a ticket, they go on sale 9 a.m. tomorrow. I would not muck around because all the pre-sales sold out. So I don't want to speculate how many tickets there are left, but potentially not that many. So set your alarm, okay?
So what do you do up here? Do you want to pause?
It's Laneway introduced on 95 BFM.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, really? Wow. 36 degrees. Oh, amazing. Are you on tour at the moment?
Yeah, we just kicked it off there a couple of days ago.
Oh, exciting.
We've been in the States for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, yep. How long are you on the road for? How long are you out playing shows?
In the States, we're here until the beginning of October, so I guess another couple of weeks, but we've essentially been on tour since March.
Yes.
Traveling around the world.
Is it your first time in the States since the record came out?
No, we were actually on tour here when the record came out.
Yes, okay.
So we were like, a week into the tour. We were on the East Coast. We were in New York when it came out, actually.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel playing it now? Do you feel like the audiences have really had a chance to digest it and get into the new material?
I think so, yeah. I mean, definitely in Europe and in the UK and stuff, but in America we're still a new band, a small band, so even though it's our third album, we're still on a thing of winning over audiences in a lot of the country.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people coming to see us for the first time, so it's a funny thing to try and do when you're playing festivals all summer in Europe and playing to 10 or 20,000 people every day. And
yep.
Then you come here and you play to 200 people in Tucson and they're kind of half interested.
So yes.
Time warp.
Do you feel like you're still managing to flip a few wigs? A few surprise audience members coming along going, holy shit, this band actually rules it.
I think so. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nice one. Now, you're obviously coming down to Laneway here in Auckland and Australia. Have you been down to the Southern Hemisphere before with Fontaines DC?
Not at all. We were hoping to get over there in 2020, but then the pandemic hit, and it's just been a whole case of reschedule ever since, you know?
Mm-hmm. You must feel like the band is incredibly tight at the moment after being on the road for a decent stretch.
Yeah, we're sounding really good, to be honest.
Yep.
Really ironed out any of the hairs.
Yes. And just going back to that, how you mentioned you've been playing European festivals, have you had any highlights from the recent European summer festival run?
Yeah, there was one we played in Winterthur in Switzerland, which is like a little town, and the festival was in the town square, and it was all these cutesy-looking, pastel-coloured German, you know, kind of German vibe houses, the town square, and you just come out on stage and you're suddenly into this town. There's only a small population as well, so I think that they all go to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, for this little piece I'm doing for like a Laneway thing where we highlight the artists, I'm just running a series of six questions that I'm just using for everyone. They're basically open-ended and you can feel free to answer them however you like. I'll kick things off. How would you define what you do and how did you come to do it?
I would define it as rock and roll music played by five guys who were very into poetry and that's what made them different, and now they're slung into a world where introversion is maybe not the modus operandi and they're forced to try and adapt themselves into this world of something else.
Just on that, how do you make that shift, or how have you found that shift from perhaps being on the introverted side of things and suddenly have to become a performer?
It was tricky for a while, you know, when we started the first album anyway, definitely. You write music a lot of the time because you don't feel like you can speak up. And in normal life, you get a little outlet for your feelings, and then suddenly you're on stage performing it. It's a bit of a strange thing. But I think the most important thing, like, you know, you learn to play songs, you learn to be more confident playing them. I think the hardest part is holding on to yourself and not changing too much. You could really easily become an extrovert.
Yes.
You know? And then I think that there's nothing wrong with being an extrovert, but, you know, you can really lose touch with your emotions from trying to just get on with this life.
All right, next question. Describe your best musical memory to date.
The first one that comes to mind is just seeing Nine Inch Nails a few days ago in Primavera, LA. I've been waiting to see them since I was 16. I never got a chance, and that was an unbelievable show. Just incredible, incredible show.
Amazing. What would you describe... Oh, sorry, hang on. What items would be on your dream festival rider?
A very nice salad and very nice coffee and, I don't know, some underwear and some socks.
Yeah. I mean, they're key items, yeah.
Woefully unimaginative for someone who's supposed to be in a band, but there you go.
Yeah. What's Fontaines DC's typical pre-show ritual?
We just get into a room, just the five of us, for a while and listen to music and try and lose our minds a bit, jumping around, pushing each other, screaming at each other, just to get ourselves a little bit crazy and a bit on edge.
Nice one. And what's the best piece of advice you'd have for a punter for surviving a summer festival and having a ripper of a time?
Drink lots of water. Bring a phone bank with you, so it was a battery power bank thing, so you can keep in touch with your mates. And don't do too many drugs.
Nice, nice. And what can people expect from your set at Laneway?
They can expect a nice mix of the three albums, I suppose. Keep it short and sweet, though. Not too many fillers.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Diego from Fontaines, D.C., and you're listening to 95B FM.
Oh, you know my mate Johnny.
That was Laneway Introduced on 95B FM.